Warning, warning, warning.
The following show contains explicit language.
Show intro!
Are you ready?
Conspiracy. There will be zero contact with the outside world.
Do what?
If God hasn't stopped you, the government will.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
There it is. It's the Radio X Show. John Winters, RadioXShow.com. We are moderately live.
Really?
Kind of, maybe. This is the Radio X Show, and we're doing a program. This is a live show. We do this live every week, except we're not here, like, last week and next week, but
why are we not here next week?
My son's gonna be in town.
Oh, aww.
Yeah, so rather than try to maybe kind of sort of figure out how to make things happen, I'm just gonna not worry about that.
That makes sense.
So it's John and Princess Whitney.
Fuck you.
Yeah. We are here live. If you want to
die in a fire?
Text us or Skype us. Or die in a fire. The number is 516-690-7469, 516-690-SHOW. If you want to, I don't know.
I'm at one health goal.
If you want to Skype us, you can do that, right?
That's funny. That's hilarious.
What is?
I just logged into my, the site for my prescription stuff, and it said I had met one health goal.
Nice.
And so I clicked on it to see what health goal I had met, and it says that I've met the health goal for maintaining my adherence to metformin. I haven't taken metformin in almost 6 months.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Lol.
My phone's being stupid. Apparently it's on 3G, 4G, but I have the Wi-Fi on. Yeah. Okay, buddy. Tonight on the program, what are we doing tonight's show? What's tonight's show? What's the theme? I don't remember.
Something about science.
Something about science. That's close enough, right?
It's as good as it gets.
That's all you're getting, kids.
Barely keep my eyes open right now.
Yeah. This is going to be a great show.
I even took a nap. I tried.
And on tonight's program, we're going to actually... This is what we're going to try to do originally. But we couldn't get the technology together. But we were going to put an electric collar around Whitney so that every time she fell asleep, I could zap her.
That does not sound like something that I would have ever agreed to. Well, ever.
I would have told you it was, cheesecake and that would have been enough.
No, it wouldn't have been. There's a big difference between cheesecake and a collar around my neck.
Yeah, free cheesecake.
I might not be the brightest crayon in the box, but I think I would have figured that one out.
Oh, you know. It's worth trying. Why is my phone being such a douchebag? It's not loading anything.
Because your phone sucks.
My phone doesn't suck.
I was just offering a possible reason.
Oh, well. So, yeah, you got the phone number. Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook, and then you can comment and let us know what the hell you want. Twitter and Facebook are also Radio X Show. So let us know what you think, and be a part of the program here. 516-690-SHOW. Did I say that right? 516-690-SHOW. 516-690-7469.
Wait. Whoa.
867-5309.
Yeah. It's 1-800. Wait, what is it? It's 1...
1-800? Wow.
Yeah, we have an 800.
Where did we get a big budget?
It's 5676...
86... Wait, 516... 690...
7469.
516-690-SHOW.
Wow. That was horrible.
Well, it was really bad. Could you imagine if... God, I'd like an 800 number. Maybe someone would call. Is that bad of me?
Yes. Not really. No. Friday's not good for me. Sorry, I'm yelling at my phone. Yes, I'm in urgent need of my medication.
Right now or in general?
I just assume that everybody's in urgent need of their medication.
I think you need medication right now, but it has nothing to do with anything.
Well, give me 1 second. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. That's fine. Okay.
Who are you talking to?
My phone.
You're talking to your phone?
Yes. Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
1 second. Almost done.
This is such a weird, weird program right now.
Press 1. Yes. Woo! Ooh! No.
Okay.
How do I hang up?
What do you...
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. The program, by the way, is The Miracle of Science, and that's in honor of Congressman Todd Atkins, who's, by the way, apparently not only a congressman, but a scientist. He's a medical marvel.
He's a fucking douchebag.
He is probably the... He makes the most interesting man in the world look not so interesting. He's my new role model.
He needs to die in a fire, and I mean that literally. I don't mean that in a joking, I love you sort of way. I mean, I literally hope someone sets his house on fire.
Like... I don't even know if we can say that because, you know, he is technically a government official and that might
probably
be an offense.
But
somewhere.
You know what? If someone did set his house on fire,
you wouldn't be crying.
I wouldn't be crying.
So,
he's
yeah.
the epitome of ignorance in America, and he's...
But no, really, it's not ignorance. I mean, like, seriously, like, I had no idea that if, you know, if it's a forced rape, that, you know, let's face it, I mean, wow, it's like automatic contraception, internal, bam.
Bam.
Just never thought about that. Really? I just, you know, I'm flabbergasted by his knowledge. So if a woman, of course, is with a guy and it's not really a forced rape, if it's not really negative, and they have a child, that means it's okay. It's not really rape.
It's
obviously.
Fine. Obviously.
Obviously. I mean, really, that this man is... There's just no words. I I just can't believe that.
I have a hard time even just going along with it to make fun of it.
I just can't believe how stupid that was. And he's still gonna run for the, was it a senatorship?
I have no idea.
He's going to be eaten alive. And you know what? He deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
I have never, and I've seen so much politics in the past 10, 15, 20 years, but I have never seen anything, a gaffe so large as that. John Kerry, nothing George W. Bush, nothing Bill Clinton has ever done, nothing Joe Biden has ever said
levels up with that
gets into that level. And Joe Biden has said a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What a fucking idiot. You know what? I don't even know what to say. I mean, like, how do you think that? I don't care if you're ignorant. I mean, yeah, being ignorant is one thing, but how do you... I just don't get it. I don't understand how his mind would have thought.
I don't understand how people could try to downplay what he said. Like, Mike Huckabee. Because he came in, he tried to downplay it. He's like, well, you know, all these amazing people on Earth, a lot of them are the products of rape. And, yeah, rape is, like, unforgivable, but look at all the great things that came from it, basically, is what he said. And I was like, what? Did that really just happen? Okay. I'm done. I don't want to be angry anymore.
Let's continue on in this tirade then.
No, I don't. No, let's not.
Could you imagine, though, if he won?
I would probably kill myself. But you know what? Once again, I mean, it all stems from, like, I mean, the whole thing was he was trying to justify why he didn't believe that abortion was an option in the case of rape. That's where these statements came from. How about men stop talking about what women can do with their bodies? That would solve a lot of problems.
I mean, I have a couple of suggestions, but it's, you know.
Not those kind of suggestions.
You know, I got a couple of ideas of things y'all can do, but, you know, it's not really like on a one-on-one do-it-yourself thing. Like, I when it comes to say something like,
In this great big huge debate over abortion, is it okay, is it not okay, whatever. Everybody has their own opinion, but when it comes to the political side of it, only men are talking. Because when the women talk, they get ejected from Congress. They get told to shut up. They are not allowed to speak, period. Just something fishy about that to me. But anyways, whatever.
Here's what I think.
Everyone has their own opinion. And they're allowed to have their own opinion.
I mean, here's what I think about abortion. I'll be honest with you. I don't really have much views when it comes to a lot of things. Abortion, yeah, you know what? Hey, listen. I can tell you right now, I'm not qualified to answer that completely. I can say this. I support the right because it's not my choice.
Exactly. I'm not pro-life. I'm not pro-dead babies. I'm pro the choice the ability to choose.
Now, keep this in mind. I have a son.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you asked me 9-10 years ago, I would be, whatever. Emotionally, I'm kind of against the idea, but I'm not against the right to choose. I wouldn't do it, though. I wouldn't go, if you and I were to have a kid and be in a position where it's like, hey, we're in a pickle here. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
I would tell you what I'd like, but I'd still support your decision.
Exactly.
Because if you say, you know what, I'm not ready, I'm too this, I'm not old enough, or I'm not in a financial position that I'm comfortable with, or, you know, we've only been in a relationship for, X amount of time, or whatever it is, or, you know, whatever it is that you feel to do,
yeah,
you know, it's not my place to go ahead and say anything.
I mean, that's exactly how I feel. It's completely up to the people. And, you know, if that's what they want to do, then that's what they're going to do.
You know, I told my kid's mom when we were together, like, I mean, it's up to you, really. I mean, I can't, you know, I'm supportive one way or another. I mean, I'm glad we went the way we did, despite the fact that our relationship crumbled shortly after.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a beautiful son that I'm totally loving, and I totally am excited that he's in my life. He's the most important thing that I have. I could not imagine my life today without him. Again, not my right to choose, though. I can't make those decisions. I can't say, hey, X or Y or Z.
Mm-hmm.
So, but whatever. Oh, man.
So on that lovely topic, I need something to drink. I don't have anything here. I don't even have water.
I've got, like, soda. Let me tell you something. I had this. I didn't even realize I had it.
Oh,
I'm
going to regret this so much. I only have one thing.
What are you going to regret?
I only have one thing I can drink.
Alcohol?
Not alcohol.
Oh.
Monster.
Oh my god. This is gonna be fun. Can't wait to hear this.
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, we'll find out by the end of the show. Let's be like, hi, this is Johnny.
No, it definitely doesn't make me want that. That's 5 hours.
We'll see. It's Radio X.
show the world that you love the show with a Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com and we'll post the salute on the website.
Bubbles!
Oh my god. What was that?
That was Bubbles.
Oh.
I miss her.
Yeah. It's, oh my god.
That was Bubbles, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
My brain is not all there tonight.
Hi. Give it about 10 minutes, that monster will kick in soon.
Our hidden cameras caught Mrs. Helen Grouse of Columbus, Ohio, in the act of shoplifting at an A&P store. We asked other shoppers if they'd be deterred from shoplifting if we punished Mrs. Grouse by killing her. Let's listen.
Excuse me, ma'am, have you ever shoplifted?
Well, yes, I have.
Oh?
Yeah, on occasion I snitched a can of salmon or a jar of artichoke or something.
Well, let me ask you this.
What?
Here is a woman we just caught shoplifting.
Oh, boy.
Now, if we were to punish her by killing her right now, would that convince you not to shoplift?
I don't know. It's kind of an impulse sort of thing, and I really doubt if you'd kill her. I mean, I'd have to say I'd probably shoplift again.
I see. Well, watch this. Now, what have we done?
Well, you just shot her in the head.
And would you say that she's dead?
Well, her whole head is blown off. Yeah, she's dead all right, yeah.
Now, let me ask you again. Do you think we've convinced you not to shoplift?
Well, I have to say I'd never shoplift again.
Why do you say that?
Well, you just proved to me that you'd kill someone if they shoplifted. I saw it with my own eyes.
You're not just saying that.
No, I'm really convinced.
You won't change your mind?
Nope, I'll never shoplift again.
At A&P, we won't stop trying till we make you say...
We are... Radio X!
Looking for the love. scientists recently discovered radio waves from a distant corner of the galaxy. Let's listen in. Well, that proves it. There's no intelligent life out there after all. With second best won't do.
Yes, I'm here to listen to the Depeche Mode and be independent, and touch and feel.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yay, Radio X, John and Winters.
Wow.
Cut up.
You did good. Very pretty. John Witter's Radio X, 516-690-7469, 516-690-SHOW. You can also tweet us or Facebook us or Skype us or ignore us, preferably the latter. It's a Radio X show.
That's not very nice. Oh my god, now it's stalking me.
What's stalking you?
Sonos.
What?
This awesome stereo system I was looking at online that's really, really expensive that I really, really want. But now, like, everywhere I go online, all of the ads on the side are for Sonos. Fuck you, Google AdWords!
No, forget that. Here's what you do. Clean your cookies.
I could do that, but I don't want to.
Well, then, the onus is on you.
Relog into everything. It's so annoying. Most of the sites.
You can go ahead and look in your cookies and see which ones you want to keep. Geek.
I'm not. I know I can do that, but I'm too fucking lazy to clear my cookies. You think I'm motivated enough to go through and pick which ones I want to keep and which ones I want to delete?
All right. So let me ask you a question. Will the Sono be there by the time I get there in October? Then.
Probably. I'll probably still be staring at it, and I'll, like, every time I clean my cookies, and I'll be like, I'm gonna go look at it again.
Okay, so this is the Radio X Show, and of course, as part of the Radio X Show, John and Witters, we like to try to bring moderately entertaining news to somebody. I don't know, maybe you, to go ahead and just have a little bit of fun. We mock, we joke, we have some entertainment at our own expenses. We laugh, and then we call it a night.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Whitney calls it a night about 45 minutes to an hour before the show ends.
Half the time, it's usually during the show, like in the beginning, like right around the show intro. It's like, hey, how you doing?
I have only once fell asleep during the show.
That's not true. It's been more than once.
No, during the show.
Yes, during the show.
I've only fell asleep once. I fell asleep before the show and slept through the show many times.
Yes, I've done that once.
But I've only ever actually fallen asleep, legit fallen asleep, once. I might have gone comatose and not spoken for an hour, but I wasn't asleep.
All right, so,
Oh my god, these are genius.
What is?
To get the buildup residue off your shower head, tie a bag of vinegar around the shower head, leave it there overnight, and it will clean everything off with no work. Use a can opener to open blister packs and avoid cutting yourself. Use a soda can tab to offset hangers and save space in your closet. Turn an old bottle into a simple little cord holder. Aw, that's kind of cute. And use a clean dustbin to fill a container that doesn't fit in the sink. I never, ever thought about that. Mine wouldn't work that way, though. Because my sink's too deep. It's too big. I could hold it, I guess. Okay, I'm done. Sorry, tangent.
Alright, so, I mentioned it. I guess we can talk about it, right?
Talk about what?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to Atlantic City a couple weeks ago, a couple weekends ago. And I fell in love with the idea of doing it. It was cool. My friends from work, they're doing another thing in October, going to Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Ooh, that's a casino, right? Yeah,
Pure casino. Yeah, it's almost all casino. That's pretty much all it is. So I'm like really excited to do that. So I go to Whitney because we've been kind of sort of planning on October, the end of October, of going out there. Me going out there. She's already there. But I'm going out to Pittsburgh. So what was it that I asked? I said?
I don't remember what you asked. Wait, I have the conversation on my phone. What do you mean?
I asked about whether or not there were any blanks by you.
Oh, casinos.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm addicted because I've only been once. And it might be, I might totally hate going to Foxwoods.
I'm a complete casino, like, I'm crazy.
I'd like to go ahead and that's like something different. It's like, holy shit, never thought about it before. You asked me three weeks ago about going to a casino. I'm like, whatever. I don't know. I don't care. You asked me that day after I came back from AC. I want to go back. Though a couple people, one person I've been talking to for the past couple weeks, I talked to my friend Christy about this.
How did I not show you?
What?
Where Rivers is when you were here before.
We never talked about it. I mean, there were signs. I knew it was there, I guess.
You vaguely remember driving around in Pittsburgh, right?
I vaguely remember driving.
The Gates building? The football stadium. Do you remember the huge, weird-looking building? It's just this huge, random building that I said was a parking deck near that? That's the casino. That's how close I live to it. It literally takes me less than 5 minutes to get there in my car. That's how close I live to it. I can look out while I can't. I don't know. Maybe I can. Let's see if I can see it out my window.
You gonna look out now?
Yeah.
Jerk.
No, I can't see it, but there's just only because there's a house in the way. If there wasn't a house in the way, I could see it.
So yeah, so I mean, like, this is interesting. This is fun. This is a nice little idea. Nice little something. And it's fun. It's like, okay. And I'm looking at all the things that that we can do in Atlantic City. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. I like the boardwalk idea. One of my friends, his wife, they're like, well, going up to Foxwoods, I don't know if I want to go because really it's just a casino and not much else. Maybe a couple stores in there, but I don't know if that's what I want to do.
Each their own.
So going out to Pittsburgh, apparently Rivers is now possibly on the plan. Now that we have an extra day.
Yeah.
Maybe. And this is because Sunday I will be presented with my first ever NFL football game.
I'm excited.
Whitney has kidnapped me to go see a Pittsburgh Steelers game.
Kidnapped! There was no kidnapping.
Oh, I don't know.
In it. I said the exact conversation. I can post screenshots of this.
You gonna post screen caps?
I can post screenshots if I want to. Let me find it. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, this isn't even the right person. That's probably why. Okay. Think you'd mind leaving late Sunday night? Why? What's up?
At this point, hold on. Let me give you the documentary.
This is at 12:49 in the afternoon.
This is me. What did I say?
You said, why, what's up?
My thought was, okay. Something's going down here. What the hell did I do? I actually thought that maybe she would be like, all right, get the hell out of here. I'm like, wait a second. Why would you want me to stay later? Let me leave. Or the other thing was, She has to work in the morning. So I had no idea. Proceed. Okay.
So I said, there's a Steelers game that afternoon. I get dot, 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 and dot, 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 dot.
Because at this point, I still know it. All right, so there's a Steelers game. I think, do you want me to avoid traffic?
Well, that's most of the time what I'm saying. Next thing I say is, I was going to get tickets. I get, what? Dances. Hell yeah.
Maybe I want to be kidnapped. I don't know.
And I receive, over the next little bit of conversation, I receive things like, babe, you're the best. Awesome. Marry me. Yeah, that's about it. So I don't think there was any kidnapping involved. I didn't even have to really try to get you to agree to go.
All right, whatever. Semantics.
Semantics.
Whatever. It was close enough.
Uno, dos, tres, really. Catorce.
Oh, great. Time for this piece of crap segment. It's time for Whitney and the news headlines.
I can't believe the news today.
Ripped from the front pages of newspapers across the globe. It's time for today's news headline of the moment.
And, of course, with those news headlines, the one and only lovely.
Breaking news.
And absolutely phenomenally awesome. Whitney.
A heavily intoxicated man, barely covered by a hospital gown, found little sympathy when he pleaded with police officers to let him off the hook. Oh, God. Ty Aslop, 21, stood with his backside exposed in the parking lot of an Indiana hospital when he explained why he shouldn't be arrested, according to the Evansville Courier-Press. I'm not a really bad guy, he said, according to an Evansville Police Department arrest report. I've just been a drunken asshole tonight. It was a rare moment of clarity for a man whose pants had been soaked with urine earlier that night.
The smoke, what?
And whose blood alcohol level was allegedly more than 5 times the legal amount for driving. Medics took Aslop to the hospital after someone called 911 reporting that he was passed out in a car. He arrived at the hospital staff with a BAC of 0.422, media reports said. Staff said that he distracted them for 3 hours by yelling, walking around, and removing his own intravenous tubes. While police tried to track down his parents to pick him up, Aslop made his escape. He managed to sneak by the hospital staff and walk to the parking lot wearing only his hospital gown, which was split down the back with the buttocks fully exposed, according to the arrest report. Fearing that Aslop was a danger to himself and others, police arrested him on charges of indecent exposure, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. Intoxication. That's a new word. People be crazy.
Alright, what else is going on?
It's amazing that... Wait, I think I missed one. Wow. Yeah, there we go. Russell Neff is accused of breaking and entering into a home in Salisbury. What's MD? Maryland? God!
Oh my God!
Why is the D not capitalized?
Oh my God!
I'm so tired. I just woke up. My alarm clock was set for 10. Anyways.
Oh my God!
Salisbury, Maryland. But it's what he allegedly did after he was inside that will likely give homeowner the willies for years to come. Officials say that after Neff, 22, broke into the home on Wednesday and made himself comfortable by stripping down to his underwear and went into the kitchen to cook a chicken pot pie belonging to the victim, WBAL-TV reported. The homeowner told police he heard the suspect banging on the front door trying to get inside, so he went upstairs and called 911 when Neff got inside, WJLA-TV reported. We found the individual in question quite comfortable in the homeowner's leather recliner, only in his underwear, licking on the remote control and waiting for a chicken pot pie he had found in the freezer to be done out of the microwave. Lieutenant Tim Robinson of the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office told WBOC-TV. Neff initially resisted arrest, but was eventually taken into custody and charged with burglary, theft of a chicken pot pie, malicious destruction, and resisting arrest. He's currently at the Wicomico County Detention Center with bail set at $250,000. Oh, man.
That wow. Wow.
What? Like... why? Why, of all things, would you steal a chicken pot pie? Ugh.
Maybe especially he's hungry.
They're nasty.
Don't judge.
They're nasty. All right.
And finally?
It's amazing that cops were able to slip handcuffs on Chad William Forber, considering he was covered head to toe in Crisco when he was arrested. Was arrested early Monday morning by police in downtown Rock Island, Illinois, who were responding to a call regarding a naked man. Officers say the suspect was naked and carrying his shorts as well as a can of Crisco, according to the Quad City Times. He had lathered himself up in Crisco, he was covered in grease, and was holding the can under his arm, Rock Island Deputy Chief Police Jeff Van Hoosen told the paper. He said he was looking for a place to party. The Crisco can wasn't the only party favor he was carrying, Van Hoosen said. Officers examined Forber's shorts and found a small amount of what they suspected to be methamphetamine in his pocket, the Rock Island Argus reported. Farber was charged with possession of methamphetamine, resisting or obstructing a peace officer. A peace officer?
Yes.
Okay. And possession of drug paraphernalia, according to the Associated Press. A hearing has been set for Tuesday. Farber is currently being held in the Rock Island County Jail on $40,000 bond. His case has been assigned to the Public Defender's Office, according to the Quad City Times. I don't think I ever want to party with that guy.
I guess we should move on to the next segment. Shall we do that?
Sure.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number five story of the week. Newsflash to would-be crime stoppers. By the way, we count down the top five stories of the week. We go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this week, our big week, the big one, and holy smokes, it is the big bad booty daddy. But we'll talk about that later. Number five story of the week. Sometimes the bad guy is a bad girl. And man and woman driving down a New Jersey street in the wee hours of yesterday morning saw what they thought was a man assaulting a woman. So they stopped and restrained him so the woman can get away. The woman had just robbed the guy, by the way. The 26-year-old victim told cops the man took around $400 in cash, a $500 gold chain. As he tried to stop her from getting away, he started to tussle. That's when the motorists, the Good Samaritans, 21-year-old and 26-year-old man and woman, respectively, came to the suspected robber's defense. She ran away. The victim tried to run after her but lost her. The situation was made even worse, confusing, and so on and so forth, because the victim was drunk and speaks little English. Cops tracked down and questioned the would-be Samaritans. But they were released after officers determined they were not involved in the robbery. The suspect is still at large. And that is your number five story of the week. We'll be back. Some more stuff here. This is the Radio X Show.
you're looking for a web host, HostGator is the place to go. For just $4.95 a month, you can get started with your very own website. No worries about bandwidth or disk space. It's all unlimited. And the customer service is incredible. Just go to RadioXShow.com, click on the HostGator button to get your own website today.
If ever there were a time for peace, prosperity, and kindness to one another, this ain't it.
Radio X. The show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
But it looks like we're back on the air.
Yay!
Don't know what happened.
John broke it.
I didn't. This is the one time I have to sit there and say that I didn't do shit. Just stopped in the middle.
The one time, every time.
Shut up!
Do shit. Every time you say that.
All right.
So rude.
Thank you. I think I can figure out where we can pick things up. Looks like this is where we were. Alright. Oh well.
That was
this
dumb.
Is the Radio X Show, and my name is John. That is Witters for the I don't know how long we were not on the air. All I know is we started burping, and I don't know what to any extent you as a listener will hear of that. But
it sounded cool.
It did sound kinda cool. It's kinda like dubstep.
Yeah, kind of.
I think I screwed up.
Not really. It didn't sound like dubstep at all.
I don't know.
Trying to be helpful.
I'm trying. Nice try, by the way. Thank you. I appreciate your assistance.
Well, I see. I tried to be helpful, and then, you know, I just had that the disapproving look that my mother always gave me when she knew I was lying about something just flashed through my head. So I had to correct.
So mom gave you a bad look right now. That's awesome. I love that.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo.
You
look like a monkey.
And
you smell like one, two.
Shut the f*** up. You shut the f*** up. I would tell you to kiss my ass, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Happy birthday.
Birthdays today. I guess we're going to birthdays.
Birthday.
Whatever. Birthdays today. Valerie Harper is 72. Cindy Williams, 65. Backstreet Boy Howie Duro is 39. Roland from Tears for Fears is 51. Tori Amos, 49. The Tuna, Bill Parcells, 71. And baseball's Paul Molitor is 56 years old. Now it's time for Today and Yesterday Trivia. I asked the questions. Whitney pretends to get them right. She's really cheating. This is Today and Yesterday Trivia. She's cheating. First, going to Cindy Williams, birthday girl. Cindy Williams, who I believe was also Shirley on Laverne and Shirley. Who directed the 1972 Cindy Williams horror spoof, Son of Blob? Was it A, Godfrey Cambridge, B, Shelley Berman, or C, Larry Hagman?
Sherry Berman. I have never heard of any of those people.
The 1972 horror spoof, Son of Blob. Cindy Williams was in that. She directed that. No, she didn't direct it. She was a part of it. Who directed it? Was it Godfrey Cambridge, Shelley Berman, or Larry Hagman?
I'm going to say Sherry Berman.
All right. Survey says the correct answer is Larry Hagman.
See, I don't even know who any of those people are.
The town of Smackover is where? Smackover, Arkansas. Smackover, Alberta. Or Smackover, Alabama.
Gonna say Arkansas.
Smackover. Where is it?
Smackover.
Arkansas, Alberta, or Alabama?
Gonna
You said Arkansas? Is that what you're staying with? You're sticking with Arkansas?
Yep.
Correct answer is... Arkansas! Smack of Arkansas. Smack dab between Luann and Snow Hill. And our final question. Seasonal allergies affect 36% of U.S. men. How many women are affected? 37%?
37%.
47%? Or
57%?
57%. 36% of U.S. men, seasonal allergies affect them. How many women are affected? 37, 47, or 57%?
I'm going to say 57.
I think of my friend Claudia at work. She's always got sniffles. And there's this woman in the movement team. She sneezes. It's like a gunshot. I swear to God. It's like, achoo, 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 achoo. And like, halfway across from the office, all you hear is, achoo. It's like 4th of July over the movement team. Oh, no. No, no. Your sneezes are quiet compared to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. By the way, the correct answer? You said what, 57%?
Yeah.
Survey says? Seasonal allergies affect 36% of U.S. men. Women? 47%. That's according to Yankelevich Partners in Norwalk, Connecticut. Sorry, so sorry. All right, we'll be back with some more stuff. The Hollywood Report, I think, is coming up. Do we have Lindsay? I don't know. We'll find out next.
Hey, it's Winters from the Radio X Show, and I want to let you know, where's the rest of the script at? Hey, it's Winters from the Radio X Show. Thanks for... Fuck. Can I try that again? Hey, it's John from the Radio X... I think you gave me the wrong copy. Hey, it's Winters from the Radio X Show, and I want to invite you to listen to the show. How's that?
It's the Radio X Show. Talking rock radio never sounded this weird. Tune in each week to the Radio X Show on this radio station. Broadcasting live every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
This morning, a woman reached out. A man stepped up. Somebody sat down with 16-year-old Steven and taught him better study habits, and suddenly, toughing it out till graduation seemed to Steven a pretty good idea. We're realizing the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, their health. We're not just wearing the shirt, we're living it. Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council. Radio X.
Country dreams stay with you like a lover's voice parts the mountains. up too fast. 12-year-old girls with big t's. I mean, what's going on?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Radio X, John Winters. RadioX.com!
Yay!
Yeah. Program that everyone loves except us. It's Radio X Show. We're here. It is a live program, and apparently, looking at the Skype line, I don't see Lindsay, so we're Lindsay free this evening. I thought we were. In fact, it looked like that would be the plan, to the point where it's even programmed over on the Facey Facebook as such. But, let's see here. What does it say? Time for the Hollywood Report with Lindsay. Except there's no Lindsay. We still gotta do the deal, you know?
Holy Hollywood!
And, of course, with the Hollywood Report, since Lindsay's not here...
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation...
Alright, Prince Harry put the crown jewels on display this weekend in Vegas. Literally. Getting buck-ass naked during a game of strip pool with a room of friends in his VIP suite. It all went down Friday during a raging party in a high rollers hotel suite. Apparently, Harry, along with a large entourage, went down to the hotel bar and met with a bunch of hot chicks and invited them upstairs. Once in the room, things got wild with the group playing a game of strip pool that had quickly escalated into full-on royal nudity. Some of the partiers snapped photos of the madness. In one photo, a fully nude Harry caps his genitals while a seemingly topless woman stands behind him. In another photo, he's bear-hugging a woman who's also completely naked. No word on who they are or if they got his phone number. Long distance. Rep for the royal family says, "We have no comment to make on the photos of this one." Avril Lavigne, Nickelback singer Chad Kroeger better be happy about their engagement because everyone else is pissed. Avril and Chad's relationship been so quiet, few knew even dating they were. That was my Yoda impression. Now, after a six-month courtship, the Canadian rockers are engaged to be married. They first got together in February to co-write a song for her upcoming fifth studio album. And August 8th, Kroeger popped the question, presented her with a 14-carat diamond sparkler. It's his first trip down the aisle, the second for Avril, who split from Sum 41 frontman Derek Whibley in 2009. Apparently also dated Brody Jenner. LL Cool J came face-to-face with a burglary suspect at his home, took the guy down with his own hands early this morning. This is according to TMZ. The suspect entered LL's L.A. home around 2 o'clock, but apparently he was home. Apparently he heard some commotion downstairs, went to check it out, found the intruder. A rep tells us that LL Cool J is safe and unharmed. As for the intruder, he had a personal beating, if you will. The rep would say, quote, "He is committed to keeping his family safe and cooperating with authorities." He apparently beat the shit out of him. The guy was described as a transient, reportedly breaking the man's nose and jaw. Cops say he's being hospitalized and treated for his injuries. Some officials say that he may even suffer from mental issues. The authorities say that LL Cool J not going to be charged with assault after the incident.
Huh.
Veteran porn star Julian St. Jacques says he had a three-way sex romp with a then 20-year-old Kim Kardashian at an L.A. swingers party in September of 2001. The menage a trois took place at the Wyndham Hotel in Culver City. St. Jacques says that he was accompanied to the get-together by another porn star named Emily Ann. He said, quote, "As soon as Kim walked in, everybody was looking. She wasn't known at the time at all, not like today, but everyone who frequented these parties, they said she was interesting because she was a new face." St. Jacques exclusively told Star his date to the party took a liking to Kim, propositioned her, apparently led to a little bit of dirty dancing. He then says that the three of them eventually found each other in a private room, leading to Emily Ann and Kim having sex. Soon, he also had sex with the then future reality star, who said, quote, "She looked like she was enjoying herself very much. She knew what she was doing. She was very responsive to me." Another source confirmed the tryst to Star Magazine, though a Kardashian rep denies it ever happened. Speaking of Kim, her sister Khloe went on a wild bender early today on an LA freeway, and fender bender, accidentally ramming a Range Rover into an SUV. But she looked good doing it. Apparently she had some nice curve-hugging workout clothes. We're told it's a very, very slight incident. In fact, the damage was so insignificant, neither driver even bothered to exchange insurance information. Cops were not called. They eventually got back into the cars and went bye-bye. And now, finally, I know this is the news that you've been waiting for, TJ Jackson, permanently sharing guardianship of the three Jackson children, Prince Paris Blanket, with Grandma Catherine Jackson. This is according to an L.A. judge. Apparently, he was awarded temporary co-guardianship of the three. That was made permanent today. He's received enormous support from the Jackson family to take a guardianship role, including from Catherine herself as well as MJ's kids. TJ has been a father figure to the children for years. The judge told TJ in court to be mindful of the giant rift currently tearing apart the Jackson family and asked him to make sure the children aren't negatively affected. As co-guardian, TJ will assume many of the day-to-day tasks, including taking care of the children, management of household personnel, and security. And that's your Hollywood report.
Yay!
The Hollywood report brought to you by the letter Stumbles. Whatever that means. We'll be back with some more crap. This is the Radio X Show. Live from RadioXShow.com.
I'm not afraid to
support the show with your own Radio X Show gear, only at the Radio X Show Shop Zone. All kinds of things are up for grabs, t-shirts, hoodies, clocks, mugs, stuff for the kids, and there's stuff for pets, too. Just go to shopzone.radioxshow.com and get your gear today.
Are you bored with the beverages currently on the market? Are you a curious adventurer that wants to try something new? Well, give Urine Ice a try. Peed by real mountaineers in the Rockies, its light, salty taste really hits the spot on a hot summer day. Non-alcoholic and packed with nutrients, Urine Ice is the perfect end to a shitty day. Prison testing shows that Urine Ice drinkers have fewer fights and are not taken as bitches due to the odor they emit. Come on, you've been curious, and we've all been that thirsty. Urine Ice. Is it in you?
Salty, sweet, drink it neat. Urine Ice!
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. I wonder's no one else inside. I think the crowd and lonely night. Well, I live so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. I'm dancing with myself. I'm dancing with myself. When there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd have to want to dance, and I'd be dancing up with myself.
If I had a chance, I'd have to dance. If I had a chance. your mouth.
Radio X.
The year was 2004. Gas prices were under $2 a gallon. And America was enjoying the fifth season of The Sopranos.
Blah, 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 blah.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
No, Winters and John.
Hey, why are you first?
Because you've always...
Oh, excuse me. Radio X Show with Princess and John.
I hate you.
Princess Ass Kicker.
Yeah.
Alright, this is the program. We're on the air. We're live. This is a show, and we haven't skipped again. Apparently things are going well. Things are running smoothly ever since the little big burp at the end of the first hour. So I don't know what the hell happened. But we're here. And it's Party Central. Let's see here. What do we have coming up in a little bit? We have the movie spotlight. Three movies coming up in the top of the hour, by the way. Should be fun. F-U-N. Fun.
That's a good band.
Yeah. What, F-U-N? Fun?
Fun.
What? Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Did you hear about this one? Taylor Swift apparently crashing the Kennedy wedding in Boston over the weekend.
How'd she crash a wedding?
Yeah, apparently she did.
How was she crashing? Isn't she dating one of the Kennedys?
I don't know. Apparently she was... Swiss publicist said she was a welcome guest. The bride was happy to have her share the spotlight. But apparently, no, that's not the case. Let's see here.
Weird. Because she's definitely dating a Kennedy.
I think that's the case, but apparently... I don't know. But apparently they texted Vicky Kennedy about an hour, asked if they could come. She responded with a very clear, please do not come. And they got there anyway.
Huh.
Yeah. Fun is that? Would you ever do that?
What?
Crash someone's party?
No. Yes.
Wait, no or yes?
Yes.
You would crash a party of someone's wedding?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, check this shit out. Hold on. Let's see if I can do this here. Oh, this is... Oh, you gotta love this. This is from Lindsay.
Sorry, I was at the gym and didn't have my phone. Lost track of time talking to other females.
Wait, what?
I'll play it again. This is the magic of phone.
Sorry, I was at the gym and didn't have my phone. Lost track of time talking to other females.
Other females?
Yeah. Not the girls that I'm hanging out with, but other females. Like, really? Wow. I hate her so much.
No, you don't.
Please let me fire her.
Nope. Sorry.
Please?
Nope. Sorry. I like her.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Was that the question?
What are we doing that weekend?
When you're in Pittsburgh?
Yes, because I know we had talked about stuff, but I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I don't know. I haven't really planned anything beyond Cheesecake Factory and Steelers game.
Now, Cheesecake Factory was one of the things that I said that I would take care of, right?
Yes. Well, you've had Cheesecake Factory for a long time now, so...
We've been talking about this since forever. We've got the IHOP.
IHOP was good, though.
It was good. I can't believe you drove to Maryland to IHOP just to go to IHOP. That was when you were still in New York, right?
Yeah, that was when I was still in New York.
Yeah.
That was the first time you came to visit.
So... Going out to,
It's all fun and games till you drive to Maryland for IHOP.
By the way, can I drive this time, really?
No. In Pittsburgh?
Oh, come on.
No.
Yes. Oh, please?
No.
Please? Pretty please? Here. My window goes up and down now.
Bring your walking shoes.
Oh, but that's fine, too. We can do that. But, I mean, can I... When we drive, can
walking,
I drive, please?
We're walking to the game. Because there's no way I'm driving my car... Four blocks to Bay 60 to park.
No, you live 5 minutes away. I'm not going to go ahead and drive to the game, but I'm saying in general, for whatever it is we do, can I drive?
Maybe.
Please. Did I tell you my window goes up and down? Did I tell you how excited I am about that?
Yeah, you did, but that doesn't instill confidence in me. I know how bad Pittsburgh drivers are. I'm sure they're just like New York drivers. Come on!
Where are we going?
Are you kidding me?
All right, so we're doing a movie. Isn't that
Dust
when...
What movie?
Paranormal Activity 84.
Oh, yeah. When does that come out? Like, until the 26th, right?
I think it's like the middle... Like, either that weekend that I'm there or the weekend before.
I think it comes out the 26th. No, it comes out midweek. I don't know. Okay, so we're going to see Paranormal Activity in IMAX again. Because it's not fun if it's not in IMAX.
No.
And...
I think I missed the third one.
Yeah, I think you probably missed the third one, but you didn't really
miss... I saw the first one, and I saw the second one. Well, I saw the first one after I saw the second one.
The fourth one picks up where the second one left off. So you
but it also ties into the third one.
Doesn't really tie into the third one. The third one is like a prequel to the first one.
Oh, I need to see that then.
Like, Katie and Christy, the two girls. It's about when they were kids.
I don't know.
That's what it's about. It's about when they were kids. So it doesn't really, like, you don't really have to see that one to see four, but if you want to see it.
Alright, so it's not that important.
No, it's not that.
I swear to God, if I go out there and you tell me, oh my God, this is so the third one, I will stab you.
I know you will. I don't. Then watch it.
Oh, there's liquor involved that weekend, isn't there?
You have months to watch the third one, so watch it. You have a month.
There's liquor involved, right?
2 months. Almost. There's probably going to be liquor involved.
Okay, good. I think that was one of the things I said I was going to do. Liquor.
Liquor? You're going to do liquor?
Well, probably. Not until I get there, though. Just being safe side. I guess, you know, there's quite a few opportunities, I'm sure. Hey, look. Like, how many sheets are there?
Do you like Mexican food? Like, authentic Mexican? Well, not even authentic Mexican food. Yeah, more authentic than Taco Bell Mexican food.
I can dig.
We should go to Mad Mex, then. They have really good margaritas.
Done.
And they have really good food, period.
Well, don't forget about the food.
Yeah.
Did you find out if you're working at Monday?
I don't know yet. I won't know that for a while.
All right.
I probably am. I'll probably be opening with my luck.
That'd be great. Which means that Sunday, we have to get you completely trashed.
No. If I'm opening, I'm not getting trashed.
Oh, absolutely not. You're so
trashed at the Steelers game. Fuck that.
Huh?
I'm not going to get trashed at the Steelers game.
No, no. After the game. It's really not for nothing. Oh, how much would it be to cost to buy a drink? Because I was at a Yankees game recently. Last week. How much?
It's like $8 for a tiny-ass beer.
All right. It's about $9.50 for a bottled brew over at the stadium.
Yeah, it runs on par pretty much everywhere.
That's not that bad.
If you want anything with liquor in it, I don't know if they even have any place in Heinz that serves liquor. But they're like $12. That's what it costs at PNC Park, almost. For anything with liquor in it.
Yeah. No, we'll be, if we're drinking, we're drinking before the game, please and thank you.
Before the game? No, the game, after the game.
Well, after the game too.
I'm not drinking before the game, because...
We'll have a little. Oh, you want to actually enjoy the game and scream like a banshee.
Fucking...
I'm pretty sure you'll scream like a banshee anyway, but...
I'm going to scream like a banshee. You are just... It's going to be terrible. It's going to be crazy, and... I'm just going to tell you one thing.
Yes, dear.
Pittsburgh fans are crazy. Don't say any... Like, when you're there, do not say anything that could be taken even remotely as against the Steelers. Because you will get the shit beaten out of you. And I will run the other direction.
So, say nothing about how great the Redskins are?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, in Dark Knight Rises...
Yeah.
The stadium that they were in, the football stadium?
Yeah.
Was that Heinz?
Yeah, that's Heinz.
Okay. That's what I had thought.
Where Heinz Ward is running? Yeah, that's definitely Heinz Stadium. Heinz Field. I always call it Heinz Stadium. I think it's because I want to see Three Rivers Stadium. But... It was Three Rivers Stadium. They tore that down. Now it's Heinz Field.
Because, I mean, not for nothing. I mean, from the outside, because, you know, I did go out there. It looks huge. That overshot, it looks tiny.
The overshot that you said you found, like, the view picture? Yeah, no, it's not tiny. It's a fucking huge stadium. That's where weird. We're sitting, we might actually get nosebleeds.
Nice.
But if it rains, we'll be good, because we'll be under the overhang.
You posted something over on Twitter to Christina, rubbing it in.
I didn't rub it in. I posted, oh my god, going to a Steelers game. She replied, that's not rubbing it in.
Well, she said, take me.
Isn't this that
I'd appreciate it more.
It's an incentive for you to be nice to me for the next 2 months.
How would she... All right, really?
I'll just take Christine to the game.
And how's she going to get there?
I'm sure she could figure it out. She can get almost anywhere to go to conventions.
Oh, that's different.
So.
They made such a big deal because apparently Facebook is deleting all the fake people and supposedly a lot of the cosplayers are like, targeted.
Because they don't use last names.
Well.
Have a last name on your Facebook account, it's going to get deleted.
Well, you know. I mean, I know Arwen, her middle name is her last name on her page.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting to see that. But it's like, that's not the reason why they're doing it. A lot of times it's people that spam.
Yeah.
And that's really how they start. If they killed my page, I'd be like, oh, whatever.
Like, oops.
I'd figure out how to start another one and make it legit and leave it at that. Whatever. Whatever the hell that means. Yeah, but what does that say for actors or people that have stage names?
I have no idea.
So, which is why I think that, you know, there are other people that are out there, like, doing stupid shit. Whatever. Stop doing stupid shit. You know what? When you're at, when you go ahead and you see the little flash of the red light that you just blew, and then you get a ticket in the mail 2 months later about how you have to owe, you know, $200 because you blew a light, don't bitch about it. You blew a light, and you got caught.
Yeah.
You beat the shit out of somebody at the bar, you get arrested. Guess what? You beat the shit out of somebody at the bar. Now you have to pay the price. Whatever. I don't know. It just blows my mind, the stupidity of some people. But
yeah.
What do I know? I'm just a fucking radio broadcaster and a fake internet radio.
We're counting them down.
The Radio X story of the week.
Number 4.
Really? Is that where we are right now? We're at the 4 spot? Hey, wait, whoa, stop the music. Stop the music. How do I stop it? There we go, stop it, there we go.
What'd you do?
I don't know, it just kept going, and it's not even said, it was set the manual. Whatever. Anyway, here's your story, week number 4. lab tech at Georgia Health University, Georgia Health Sciences University may have engaged in too much monkey business. Cops arrested 32-year-old Coley Mitchell after he was discovered intoxicated with his pants down in a campus locker room with 2 lab monkeys. The 32-year-old Mitchell smelled of alcohol, according to police reports, became belligerent and combative when asked to leave the room. He was booked on charges of public drunkenness, but was released and has since been terminated by the university. Spokesperson Jennifer Hilliard Scott said, quote, GHSU does not condone behavior that conflicts with the research, education, and clinical missions of the university, and employees are expected to conduct themselves at all times with integrity and respect. Meanwhile, the monkeys were found running loose have been examined by a vet found to be unharmed. Yeah. Maybe they were hanging out with Prince Harry. Set up the Vegas. It's Radio X.
Use your voice, every single
you following the show on Twitter? Why not? It's real simple. Just go to twitter.com/RadioXShow and follow us. With show updates, other fun anecdotes, and more, follow us at twitter.com/RadioXShow today.
Hello, friends. Are you short on cash? Need a loan? Telemachines out of order? Now there's a place for you to go for all your instant cash needs.
The New York City Subway Savings and Loan.
Need a few bucks for the video arcade? Forget to take a five to get into Breaking 3 in 3D?
No problem. Come to New York City Subway Savings and Loan.
No access code to remember.
No security card to lose.
Just hop over the turnstile and you're on your way to big bucks.
And for easier withdrawals, bring a few friends along.
No more waiting for banker's hours.
No more waiting in line.
New York City Subway Savings and Loan, where it's so easy to get a credit card. Just ask.
Yo, yeah, you got any cash on you?
Sure. Here's five, ten. Take everything you need.
How about a credit card?
No problem. I got American Express. It's yours. Would you rather have a Diners Club or Visa?
Yeah, give me a moment.
Don't wait another minute. You could be losing valuable cash. Open an account now and receive this beautiful set of sharpened screwdrivers as our gift to you.
Hey, you, bro, can you let me hold five for a minute?
Sure. You just made my day.
Say, dude, I think you got the wrong teller this time.
The New York City Subway Savings and Loan. Definitely not a member of FDIC.
Radio X!
Except for you. Yeah, you take your finger out of your anus.
That sounds pleasant.
Radio.
It all began with the sound of a squeaky one-speaker AM radio.
We ditched that for a clunk of bulky 8-track. FM radio progresses, and sometimes it's even in stereo.
Who cares?
Put that in your hash pipe and smoke it, you dumbass.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Radio X, John Twitters, RadioXShow.com. Did Lindsay message you yet?
No.
Alright.
Why? Was she going to message me?
I don't know. She just popped on the Skype a few minutes ago.
You assumed that she was going to message me?
One of us. What else is going on out there in wonderful land of crap? Seattle, Washington. A man apparently had a close call in a kitchen, leaving his heart pounding. Adam Welch was getting ready to work, and the next moment, he was surrounded by broken glass, apparently. He heard an explosive sound flashes out of the corner of his eye. Shattered pieces could be seen throughout his small apartment.
That doesn't sound
apparently,
like...
Well, apparently his glass table just imploded.
From the heat?
Perhaps. A hot pan, a bright sunny day, things like that can cause thermal stress, according to Justin Ivey, who works at Seattle Stained Glass in Seattle. Oh, here's one for you. An Ontario man, London, Ontario, Canada, facing charges after he and his buddy constructed a motorized picnic table and then drove it around town.
That sounds like fun!
Cops said they attached a lawnmower motor and four customized wheels to the picnic table, took it for a spin Sunday night. But the joyride came to a sudden end when residents called cops to complain about the group scooting around the London streets, allegedly with open booze. Is that always how it happens? Booze. Idiots. Yeah. Alright, there's something else here. Let me see here. A Pennsylvania woman couldn't catch a break. She was robbed at a store. Then on the way to report the theft to the cops, she was robbed again. 72-year-old Harriet Swagger was at a Big Lots retail store at McKee's Rocks in Pennsylvania. I guess it's NBC affiliate WPXI in Pittsburgh reported this. She was mugged when a woman bumped into her, grabbed her checkbook, and fled. She decided to drive to the police station, but then made a regrettable decision to stop and ask for directions in Stow Township. A man came over, swiped her purse through the car's open window. What was she doing? Was that in her lap? So, yeah. I guess the first robbery was that she was at Big Lots. I mean, really, let's face it. I didn't place one of them.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number 3. We're at the number 3 spot for the Story of the Week, where Percy Melton puts on the new meaning into higher education. The 40-year-old Elsick High School science teacher was allegedly caught with 53 pounds of marijuana in her car. Melton was pulled over Tuesday morning while driving in Louisiana on I-10. The officer that pulled her over noticed that Melton was acting suspicious, asked to search her vehicle. After she refused, the canine went to work and alerted the detective that there were narcotics inside the car. Apparently, there were no sausages involved. However, a subsequent search did discover 53 pounds of pot wrapped in cellophane and trash bags. She was charged with possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute. That's according to the Houston Chronicle. $120,000 of pot. That's what the report of wealth is. She was booked. A bond is still pending. Officials at the school where she teaches told TV that they've not received any official confirmation that she was requested. But once that's confirmed, she will be placed on administrative leave. She's probably dealing with the principal. Alright. We'll take a break, come back. We've got what's next? What's next? What's next?
I don't know.
Movie Spotlight! Dork ass. And that's coming up next on the Radio X Show. Radio
X. John, this is Clay. I'm stuck in traffic on the Florida, not even the Florida Turnpike. I'm on 75, about to go on the Florida Turnpike, trying to get back to South Florida. Been stuck in traffic for 3 hours, and I was flipping through Mizzou, and I found an old Radio X Show. So, I thank you, sir.
The Radio X Show. If you can't listen live, then download the show at RadioXShow.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master?
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the karate glove. And I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
Chop wood, concrete, trees. It can even chop through these 8 guitars.
Hi-ya! Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council. Radio X.
yourself a... Grab your health a... Grabby dabob. Grab yourself. Hey, grab yourself.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
John Winters, British John. One of us and the other one. It's the Radio X Show. John and the Princess. There we go. We are live, ready to wrap up the show with hour number three. It's you and me, and lovely young Witters, too, here with you. Having a good time? Hope you are. After this, we should go to a bar. No, I really don't think that's appropriate. It's a Radio X Show. If you want to partake in this facilities, you're an idiot, but hey, what the hell? 516-690-7469, 516-690-SHOW.
Yay.
Yeah.
So that's a dramatic pause while you wait for someone to call?
Yes, I'm waiting for someone to call. Anyone. Still waiting. Come on. Yeah, right. Like I'd answer the phone. By the way, this just in. Whitney has updated her website. Witters.new has been updated. WHTTRS.NU. The last time something big and exciting like this has happened was, I don't know.
August 6th.
4 months ago or something.
August 6th?
Really? It was this month too?
Posted August 6th, 2012. And then before that was May 15th.
Nah.
I think you fuck.
Alright. Well, she's trying.
I'm trying. Got lots of pictures in it.
Yay for pictures!
See, I have a lack of substance. I don't know what to write about, so I just post pictures.
Alright, movie spotlight time, I think. Is it time for movie spotlight? I think it is. And, with the movie spotlight, I think we do the box office report, where we take a look at the movies coming out this week. Of course, it's the movie spotlight. Box office report is what happened last week, and with the box office report, your top five here, Whitney. Oh, wait, so it's okay if you do the annoying thing?
Yes, because mine isn't quite as high-pitched as yours.
Really?
And let's try don't have to hear it in my
ear. Let's try it again. You do it.
No.
Do it.
No, I'm not doing it again.
Do it again.
No.
With the box office report, here's...
Whitney.
Oh, come on. Do it, you punk.
I'm not doing it.
Do it.
No.
Do it. I'll buy you food.
I don't care.
Alright. Here's the top five with Wit.
Number five was Sparkle, making $11.6 million. What the hell was that about?
I don't know.
Their campaign, 13.1, came in at number four. Number three was Paranorman, making $14 million. I want to see that. That looks cute. Number two was The Bourne Legacy, making $17 million.
Which, by the way, I did see that movie.
The Bourne Legacy?
I'll tell you about that later.
Okay. And number one was The Expendables 2, making $28.6 million.
So we saw The Bourne Legacy. Well, I saw that with Christy... When the hell did I see that? A couple weekends ago, maybe? This is the second weekend. So it's probably the first weekend. I saw that with her, and... It was kind of like, eh. We didn't... It just, eh. It was just not really there. It was just, eh. She wasn't really... It didn't capture the same vibe as the first two first three movies with Matt Damon.
Huh.
And if you follow the book at all or the series at all, this completely is this. It's a canon that doesn't even exist. This is, oh shit, we don't have Jason Bourne. Let's do something to expand this somehow.
Yeah.
That's really all it was, because it was like, fuck, what do we do now? But yeah, that's really all it is. It wasn't bad. But it definitely, you know, it was, I don't know. I thought the fight scenes, especially the end sequence, was just not good. It was just lacking. Definitely could have been more substance to that part. Oh, and I saw the Dark Knight Rises again. I saw that Sunday.
Yeah, I saw
that. And I'm glad I did, because it was louder in this theater than the first time I had seen it, which means that I could understand Hardy a little bit better. It was very nice to be able to hear what Bane was saying this time. Because it was very muffled. That mask kind of sucks.
Yeah, I don't... I still haven't seen it.
Well, you better go this weekend. Odds are... this might be the last weekend.
I don't care. I really don't really have any interest in seeing it. I know. Strange, huh?
You, Miss Comic Book Heroine.
I've never seen The Dark Knight, either.
Really?
Nope. Well, I saw two-thirds of it.
When I saw The Dark Knight, I was really excited. I liked it. I saw the second one. The first one. Batman Begins? Is that what it? I don't remember, but this trilogy, the guy, it was ruined because I was talking with somebody at work, and he's a very big movie quoter. Uh-huh. So when they were just talking, and he starts quoting American Psycho. So of course, you know, Christian Bale's in that movie, and I'm watching them thinking, it's, oh, okay, whatever. Then I see the Dark Knight on, I think it was TNT. And I see American Psycho. I'm like, no! I didn't see the Bruce Wayne that I saw the first time I saw it. I was so upset. I was so hurting.
I've seen Batman Begins. I've seen all the Batman movies before The Dark Knight.
You saw the Tim Burton versions.
Yeah.
Ech.
I've seen them all before The Dark Knight. I see two-thirds of The Dark Knight, and then I haven't seen The Dark Knight Rises. And I don't really plan on seeing it, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. But now it's time for the movie spotlight.
Real movies, fake reviews. It's the Radio X Movie Spotlight.
Here's what we do. We take the movies, and if we like them, we'll be happy. We'll give it a thumbs up. If you don't like it, we'll give it the middle finger. That's the Radio X Movie Spotlight. Our first movie. Is one of them spooky ones, maybe. This is The Apparition.
There is a scientific theory that paranormal events are products of the human mind, and ghosts only exist because we believe in them. A team of researchers set out to prove this theory and create a supernatural entity with their minds.
If we can pull this off, we'll prove that anything supernatural can exist when people believe it.
The experiment was a success.
Where's a flashlight?
What is that? What the hell is that?
Get the thing off!
What happened to her?
We opened the door and it came through.
What does it want from us?
like a virus. It knows you're afraid. It spreads from one person to another. It wants to be in our world. It wants us. You believe it's real. You die.
And that's The Apparition.
Yay.
Thoughts?
I don't know. It seems interesting.
I'm going to give it... I'm interested in seeing it. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, I think.
Cool. Our next movie.
Might be something interesting to...
This is Hit and Run.
You're going to have a wonderful day today.
Thanks, buddy.
You're so terrible on the eyes. I don't know why I share a bed with you.
Hit me in the nose with a golf club?
I didn't think it would hurt that bad.
Alex, what do you want?
I want my money. That's it, bro.
You got it. We have got to go right now.
Okay, go, baby. Go, 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 go.
What's going on?
I was kind of involved in bank robbery. When I got into witness protection, I knew I wasn't going to be that guy anymore.
You're a bank robber?
I did the getaway driving part.
Who are you?
Zanny's in here.
Dougie, I don't need to
take it. If you mix it with wine or beer, it sort of supercharges it.
I clocked you at 127 miles per hour.
I'm a U.S. Marshal.
I've got someone in witness protection who needs my protection.
Do you think it's safe to say that you shouldn't be driving at NASCAR speeds?
Oh, I didn't know what to...
Oh,
I have no idea.
Oh, you know what?
I buried something that Alex wants.
We were best friends and you betrayed me.
All right, let's go.
Hey, come out here! What are you looking at,
no,
bro?
No, come on. This wrong room. Come on.
That's disgusting.
You can't outrun me.
What the?
What are you doing, Randy?
Nothing.
I look out my window. Your ghost riding your van and blasting holes and everything.
Mom?
You got to be more careful.
Shut the up. I'm sorry, man.
The whole thing happened really fast, and I'm sorry.
Except for completely lying about who you are.
You may have had three ways with dudes. I don't know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You owe me.
What are you talking about?
I was in jail for 8 months.
Whether you didn't like the gym equipment?
I got
in prison because of you. Yeah.
I'm really, really sorry. Was it a black guy?
No, it wasn't a black guy.
A Mexican guy?
No.
Is it one of those white guys?
Charlie?
It was Filipino! Solve your dilemma of a part of the world my ass traveled to?
Alrighty then.
Huh. Interesting.
Oh God, don't use that word. I'll explain later.
Okay.
So, thumbs up, middle finger.
Middle finger.
I'm kind of on the fence. It kind of looks fun. It kind of looks interesting. But at the same time, Tom Arnold's in it. And I don't know. I just... I'm going to say this. I don't really like him as an actor. And I always say this when I see something that he's in. But when I watch the movie he's in, I actually freaking love the guy. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, the movie that he did with Arnold Schwarzenegger, when they were the spies.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to like that. I loved him in it. He was one of my favorite characters in the whole freaking movie. So, I'm afraid to really, whatever. But, not really a big fan of Dax Shepard. I don't know how funny he is or how other people think he's funny. Other than he's got that kind of grungy, silly look. So, let's give it the middle finger. And finally, this is a movie. It's a biker. He's a bike messenger. This is Premium Rush.
Hello?
I got a package for you.
90 minutes, Premium Rush.
Right. That envelope you picked up, I gotta ask for it back.
Who are you?
Not your problem.
Yeah, the thing is, once it goes in the bag, it's gotta stay in the bag.
You got a name?
Family?
People who care if they see you again?
Who are you, man?
Go!
Wiley, tell me where you are.
Wiley?
What did you do to me, man? What the hell am I carrying?
You got involved with some people with real problems. It's life and death.
You have no idea what's coming for you.
I got
it. Wally!
I almost got my ass killed 3 times in the last 20 minutes.
One time or another, we all get hit. Sometimes we gotta hit back.
Premium Rush.
Yay.
Your thoughts?
No.
I don't think so either. I ain't down with that. Sorry. We will be back. We have a couple of more stories here for the story of the week. And, of course, I don't know. Cookies? I can go for some cookies right about
yummy.
Now. If you got cookies, please send them my way. It's Radio X Show. Radio X.
Show the world that you love the show with a Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com and we'll post the salute on the website.
Thank you for calling the Viagra Hotline. You should stop taking Viagra if your girlfriend's raw, if you got it stuck inside a bottle, if you got it stuck inside an animal, if you can no longer wear pants, you can no longer run, hike, or walk, if it keeps on hitting the brake pedal, if it hits the gas pedal, it punctures the driver's side airbag, if it punctures the passenger side airbag, if you got it caught inside an elevator door, if you got it caught in an elevator door in a really tall building, if it knocked over your living room furniture, if it knocked up your secretary, if the neighbors are afraid of it, if the neighbors call it chupacabra, if the neighbors are pregnant. If symptoms persist, carry a photo of Rosie O'Donnell with you at all times. If symptoms still persist, seek professional help.
Radio X.
three things you need for great, great radio. Milk, goat cheese, and wheat. Oh, wait. That's my grocery list. When second best won't do.
More fun than Naked Crisco Twister.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Radio X.
Yay! Radio X, John Winters, RadioXShow.com. Thank you for joining us here on the program.
What up?
What up, dog?
I don't know.
All right. What the dealio?
Oh, man. I'm so tired.
Why?
The news thing is I think I'll be able to go to sleep.
Almost. We're almost there. We're close. We're getting there. Just a little bit, I promise. Maybe. So, Radio X Show, we're on air, we're live, moderately, program, and, one of the things that we do here, of course, we talk about the fun stuff that goes on in our lives, and of course, we make fun of stuff that happens in others. At the same time, I do want to let you know that there are some things that we have done that, I don't know. I don't know. So we're just stupid here. It's a Radio X Show. And one thing that I noticed, just looking through some stuff here, and let's see here. I'm reading about a tennis referee accused of beating a husband with a coffee mug. You hear about this? A pro tennis referee from LA was arrested in New York on a felony warrant charging her with killing her elderly husband in April. The DA's office said 70-year-old Lewis Ann Goodman, a longtime top referee in the tennis circuit, was taken into custody as she prepared to work at the U.S. Open. This is over in Flushing, Queens. She was charged with murdering her 80-year-old husband, Alan Goodman, in their home in Woodland Hills, California. Prosecutors allege she bludgeoned him to death with a coffee mug in April. After the death was reported, Lois told police it appeared to have been an accident. Sorry. San Antonio, Texas, a man proposed to his girlfriend. So sweet. This is right after they were arrested for aggravated robbery. 24-year-old Trela Woods was tempted to, I guess managers tried to stop her before she left the store, suspecting of her shoplifting. The getaway car driver, 24-year-old Sean Fox, watched her attempt to leave through a broken and unmoving door. Then he came inside to help her. He sees she's in trouble, so he goes in the store to try to help her escape. That's according to police. They were arrested a short time afterward, after which he proposed marriage and she accepted.
That's funny.
And this is in Detroit. A robot developed by Detroit area high school students will toss out. Actually, they did toss out the ceremonial first pitch at today's Detroit Tigers game against the Toronto Blue Jays. Calm Barn, I figured you'd like this one, an engineer and mentor for the first robotics organization, said a team of about 30 teenagers spent the summer designing the robot Cyber Young. Get it? Cy Young, Cyber Young, from the ground up. It's a robot designed to throw out the pitch. It's about the size of a shopping cart and uses the big scuba tank as the main source of power. So we use that as basically a big pea shooter to blow the whole ball through a piece of PVC pipe. There's a camera that's used. The robot actually travels out to the mound on its own. The kids are steering it with joystick controls, so you can use a video game, like a video game thing. And of course, they have a laptop. Because, you know, there's never been anything like that before, you know. Oh, wait, yeah! They're every freaking, you know, soft pitch, every freaking training, whatever. No, idiots.
Huh.
I got one more story. We'll take a quick break. We're going to South Carolina.
Not really.
28-year-old prisoner Michael Anderson Godwin. He was sentenced to death for murder and sexual assault. During a retrial, he was found not guilty of sexual assault, and he was resentenced to life imprisonment. Back in his cell, he tried to repair his still-plugged-in TV set while sitting naked on a metal toilet. He bit into a live electrical cord and was electrocuted instantly. Yes. You think that maybe it didn't. No. Sorry. Dead. So bad. So sad. We'll be back with some more stuff. We've got the Radio X Show Story of the Week coming up. We're going to wrap things up here. Woohoo! If you want to partake in the program, you can still do so. 516-690-7469.
We're counting them down.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number two.
All right, kids, we're at the two spot for the Radio X, whatever the hell we're doing here. Radio X, story of the week. Number two. What are we doing here? Where are we? Number two spot, right? Number two. Lakeisha Nicole Brown, she's either a very bad driver or a very mad driver. That is, if these allegations against her are true. 24-year-old Brown of Longview, Texas, is accused of running over five people playing dominoes in a carport with a Chevrolet Suburban. That's according to the Longview News Journal. Brown had reportedly been arguing with her boyfriend, who was one of the men playing dominoes. After the heated argument, the boyfriend put his focus back in the game. So she got in the car, put it in gear, heading straight toward him and four other players, allegedly striking all five. In the process, she also hit a mailbox, knocking it into the street. She tried to drive away, but cops found her nearby and arrested her on four counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, one charge of aggravated assault and family violence. She was taken to jail, where she remains without bail. No one injured in the assault required transportation to local hospitals. The moral of the story? Let them play. Radio X Show, we'll be back with the Big Bad Booty Daddy, the number one story of the week coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is Radio X.
Stand up, stand through it, keep on.
If you're looking for a web host, HostGator is the place to go. For just $4.95 a month, you can get started with your very own website. No worries about bandwidth or disk space. It's all unlimited. And the customer service is incredible. Just go to RadioXShow.com, click on the HostGator button to get your own website today.
Want a job that pays great, no pressure? Then become a United States Post Office employee. If you've been following the news, you know that right now the Post Office is a little worried about upsetting their employees. That means you'll sail right through your job interview.
Well, that's about all, Mr. Zuni. You got any hobbies?
Cleaning my guns.
And do you have any...
Stop asking so many questions!
Okay, you're hired.
And once you're on the job, it gets even better.
Hey, Zuni, you've been on this coffee break for almost an hour.
Can't you see I'm under a lot of pressure? Leave me alone!
Okay, okay. Take another hour.
Get the job that puts you in charge. Remember, guns don't kill, postal workers do. A message from the NPWRA, the National Postal Workers Rifle Association.
Radio X!
Scientists recently discovered radio waves from a distant corner of the galaxy. Let's listen in. Well, that proves it. There's no intelligent life out there after all. With second best won't do.
We have temporarily lost our mind. Please stand by.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Radio X, John Winters. RadioXShow.com! Yeah. Thanks for joining us here on the radio program. Ready to wrap things up here with, of course, the biggest, the baddest, the bootiest, the daddiest.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for
the Radio X Story of the Week.
Now, Radio X Story of the Week. Yeah. And with the Story of the Week here in the program, I want to let you know that this is the biggest story ever. Well, this week anyway. On August 9th, Louisville police arrested 27-year-old Katrina Jackson at a Kentucky tanning salon on multiple drug-related charges after she lingered too long while getting her bronze on. Employees there at the Suntan City grew concerned after Jackson did not emerge from her tanning station 10 minutes after her 20-minute tan cycle was supposed to have ended. And after another 30 minutes, which salon staff had tried unsuccessfully to communicate with her by knocking on the door, cops were brought on the scene. Florida's eventually made contact with a UV ray worshiper when questioned by cops. She slurred her speech, could not keep her balance. She was also unable to tell the officers what day it was. Officers searched her belongings. A mirror with white residue was found in her purse. Cops ID'd the substance as, take a guess,
cocaine.
That's right! You're so good at this. She was charged with several crimes, including possession of a controlled substance, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. You know, it's funny, too, because apparently, you know, maybe you're not in the whole news with tanning salons, but they've been in news recently. Of course, you know about tanning mom Patricia Krentnell, famously arrested for putting her 5-year-old daughter in a New Jersey tanning booth. Krentnell's accusation of child endangerment prompted a fierce public outcry. She took the airwaves to try to help clear her name, telling critics to step off and step away. And less than 2 months later, Betsy Brashear was apprehended after allegedly luring a teenage boy into a tanning booth and kissing him.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a story I don't know if I want to know more about. And yeah, that's it. That is your number one, your big bad booty daddy, your top dog story of the week. Are you excited?
Yay!
Alright, with that, we're going to wrap things up here. Here's something that I don't think you've ever heard. We're running things early. Yeah. Things are running early here on the Radio X Show.
Whoa!
Yeah. If you want to go ahead and check out Whitney's website, whttrs.nu. Find her at whitters.nu. I feel like I tied in the old name with that. The Dead End updates get maybe once in a blue moon. TheDeadEnd.net. Saturday night at Center Reach, Long Island, New York. If you're in the area and you want to go see some exciting wrestling action, Victory Pro Wrestling will be there. For more information, go to victoryprowrestling.com. What else is going on? Oh, you can buy crap. Support the show. Go to shopzone.radioxshow.com. radioxstory.com. You go there, support the show, be a part of what we do on the Radio X Show. What else? Shop Zone. We did the website. What else is there to view? Oh yeah, Facebook, Twitter, and all that other fun stuff. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. The screen name is Radio X Show. You can also add us on Skype in case you want to chit-chat with us anytime. And you can also text us anytime, 516-690-7469. We're out of here, friends. Have yourselves a wonderful evening and a greater tomorrow. And, of course, if, you know, if you have any money you want to send our way, you can do that as well. Any parting shots, darling?
Not really. Yeah.
Have a good night there, princess. We're out of here, friends. Have yourselves a great evening. So long, everyone.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.